guys have this big rivalry, emotions, pregame and everything. I guess supportership leaders, now you play Toronto, who was a rival for the Crew for a long time, but that's kind of diminished a little bit. A team that has struggled this year. How do you kind of keep that same level of intensity you had for a game like that, for a game that, you know, I guess on paper doesn't have the same kind of buzz?
Well, I think it's the drive within us. I think the drive within the team, within the club, to be the best version that we can be every single game. And I think that, you know, is a true test now to kind of carry that into, yeah, like you were saying, maybe not as on paper a game that is as high stakes as the one against Cincinnati was, but at the same time, there's exactly the same amount of points on the line, 3 points. You know, we play at home in front of our fans. It's a huge opportunity again to, like I said, make 3 points and continue to move in the rankings. And we want to have a playoff game at home, and you know, all those types of things that, you know, you can't slip up in those games. So I think it's certainly a test of kind of who we really are, not just in games where, you know, everything is you know, right there in front of you. You don't really need any motivation or anything. This is a test, a different type of test, I think, which we'll find out a lot about us, I think.
You mentioned when we first spoke to you at the event, you were excited about being part of that home atmosphere at Lowe.com. I think Saturday was probably as good as it gets. What did you
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, that's... yeah, just incredible. You know, walking out, even coming off the bus, I already felt it. Felt like the energy there. Knew, you know, immediately how much it meant to the fans to win this game, and you know, to have their support like that is incredible, and it really helps. It helps a lot on the field. So I'm obviously very thankful for that, and you know, that's certainly something I wouldn't mind having every single home game. I don't think so, no.
Just what, you know, looking at them from the perspective of how much you guys have done with them at this point,
yep.
What do you see in the team that I think a lot of people had high expectations for coming to the year, but obviously haven't gone really expected?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a team that obviously has gone through a bit of changes, not just at the beginning of the year, but also now in the middle of the season. With the coaching change, you know, I think obviously Sean Johnson is now out injured, I think, so... He's a big piece for them, and but at the same time, you know, they have real, real quality. Made some trades, obviously up front, I think, and CJ Sapong, I think, is up there now, and obviously Bernadeschi and Insigne, I think, are, you know, top players in this league. You know, who can change games on an instant, just like Bernadeschi did, you know, last week. So, you know, we got to be mindful of that. We got to be, you know, obviously respect of kind of what they bring to the table, but at the same time, we want to be who we are. We want to focus on our quality, and if we bring that and if we show that just like we did last weekend, then it's very hard to beat us, especially at home.
How did it feel to play a match after having had actually some time to train and practice with the club?
It was nice. Yeah, no, it was good, and I needed it. You know, it certainly helped for me to... yeah, you kind of want to come in and you want to jump into games right away, but, you know, we had that, and then we had a little bit of a break, which was great for me to get settled a bit more off the field as well and take care of things there, but then also have a few extra training sessions and really, you know, get to work on certain things that maybe we wouldn't have been able to work on if there were games, in terms of understanding, in terms of, you know, movements and those types of things. So it was definitely nice to have that, and I think it reflected a little bit as well where, you know, it wasn't, I thought we were pretty cohesive with, you know, Steve in the back, and obviously going forward with Darlington, I have a good relationship as well. And then, you know, some of the forwards connections, you know, they're still being formed. But at the same time, I thought we had a pretty, pretty decent start to it so far.
Working on, like, set pieces and corners, like, what is important to you as far as, like, building comfort and figuring out, you know, exactly what you're trying to do on some of those?
Yeah, I think set pieces is mostly comes down to timing. You know, I think timing of kind of when I serve, how I serve, and then timing of the attacker's runs and things like that. So that's something that we did work on a little bit, not too in-depth because we were more worried about playing so much. So it'll, you know, things like that we'll probably maybe go over today or tomorrow again. And yeah, just kind of piece by piece, kind of, you know, take that time to really try and get on the same page fully, and then hopefully everybody can benefit from those situations as well.
When we were talking to Coach Johan after the game, he was talking about Aiden Morris and about how, like, it was obviously a strong performance for him, and that people kind of forget maybe his age a little bit, and that he's still kind of growing, and yes, he's done really good things, but that, like, there's a growing process to all of this. And I just wonder, if someone who's played on a high level, like, at the stage he sort of is in his career, like, how hard is it to keep that in mind, that it's not always, all right, every game is going to be a straight line, that there are growing pains, but that doesn't change the fact that you're great potential.
How old is Aiden? 21? I don't even know, see. No, I mean, yeah, there's going to be, you know, ups and downs, but I think Aiden has shown this year that he can be very consistent, you know, and that he has maybe moments, but at the same time, I think, you know, he's a great young player with a great mindset that wants to get better every single day, that doesn't come in here on Monday or Tuesday, was after the day off, after having a really good performance on Sunday, thinking he's the best player, you know, all that type of stuff. He comes back humbled and wants to keep getting better, keep working on things. So detail oriented, and obviously I've been a part of him with him at the national team, so that was that's where I got to know him a little bit, and you can see his drive and his how he wants to be as a player and as a person. And you know, he has all the great traits and characteristics to be a top player, and to not just in MLS, but to also potentially do that overseas, and if that is his goal, which I don't even know, to be honest. But yeah, I think, you know, he's 21. He'll learn a lot. He'll grow a lot. And playing alongside Darlington and, you know, those types of guys that can mentor him a little bit is huge for him. I knew he was young, but I just wanted to confirm. But no, he seems, yeah, he's a mature kid. You know, he's very, very nice guy off the field, very humble, like I said, and pretty mature. So, you know, if you had told me he's 23 or 24, I wouldn't have been shocked either. So, you know, it's certainly nice to kind of, you know, be that kind of a person, as well as his willingness to kind of work and get better and stuff. That paired with his age, I think, is just great. It's a lot of different things, a lot of little things. I think it's different for every player, right? Like for me, in my case, we obviously just had a baby, so we have two little ones now. So it was mostly about, you know, them and having my wife feel comfortable that, you know, she's okay with the baby, and, you know, our older one is okay in terms of getting back into a daily routine, and, you know, potentially finding a daycare right away, and like, or a nanny to help with, because, you know, me being here for half of the day and leaving my wife alone with a newborn and almost 3-year-old is difficult, you know, on her, while not being at home, while not having all of our stuff, and you know, all those things kind of come together. So it was really just about, yeah, that kind of finding, you know, some help that can help my wife out a little bit, and then also about finding a place to live where we can get all of our stuff moved in back, and we can make a home again. And yeah, so it's been a good process for us, and we're excited to kind of establish that even more over the next few weeks.
Have you been in a situation like Saturday where the head coach is not available for the week, but not available for the game before?
It was actually my last game for Vancouver, I think. Vanny wasn't, yeah, he wasn't allowed in the on the bench, so yeah.
That works great. What's it like? How is that process different? Obviously, that happened there, but what's it like to then go through the whole week, you have the coach kind of leading things, and then he's not the guy on the sideline, he's not in the locker room. How does that change things for a player?
Doesn't really change much. I think it's, you trust in the staff around them to you know, the staff here, for example, they run the sessions a lot, you know, and they're very vocal in things as well. So it's not like it's just Wilfred out there talking, you know. It's so you know, you're familiar with them, you know, kind of yeah, what they do and how they are, and when they are, you know, stepping up a little bit more. So really doesn't change much. We know how we wanted to play. We knew that, and we trusted that whatever, you know, Kwame and Johan saw on the field, that, you know, they make those little adjustments and gave them to us. And, you know, I think we obviously did a very good job at doing that, and they did a good job at recognizing that. So it was pretty seamless, and it doesn't really change too much from a player's perspective, to be honest.
Yeah,